Right now on VFN TV, Cindy Jacobs prophesies that we're in the season of the crucible. And did you know today has the highest number of slaves ever in the history of the world? That's right, today on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, doing good.
Are you?
I am.
Do you like mayonnaise yet?
No, no mayonnaise.
It's never going to change, is it?
No, it's not going to change.
What do you like?
Pizza.
How's the dog? Anyway, listen, get on the program right here. You know, I was thinking, hey, listen, you know, I don't know if you know what a crucible is, but in this time when you actually start fighting and you get in this ring and you're just, you know, doing what was that? There was this movie that everybody talked about getting in a ring and fighting and something about that. What was it?
The movie,
every guy talked about, I don't know what it was, but it was like they got in and no, it wasn't Rocky. Thanks, though. It wasn't Rocky. No, it was, I mean, everybody.
We're not good at movies, but
with us, Brett knew what it was.
Okay, but there was a fight here.
Yes, it was a fight, and it was a ring, and they would get in, they'd fight to the death in this ring. It's called a crucible.
Okay.
It's coming to you. I see it's coming.
No, I just.
Yes, in Gladiator. That's exactly
Gladiator.
It. Thanks, okay. John. I appreciate that. Does that you? And so you're literally fighting, you know. And you know, as a Christian, so quite often in our present day society, we're so, you know, blessed in America that not everybody everywhere, but just I know that in America, that Americans can't imagine having to fight for your faith. But the truth is, it's happened since the beginning of time that there's a fighting that takes place. And if it's not a physical fighting, there's a spiritual fighting that takes place. And for what I understand, Cindy Jacobs is prophesying about this is the time of the crucible where you got to begin to fight and don't not fight, right? If you, you know, how many people, John, do you know that it says, you know, this must not be God because it got difficult, right? Have you ever seen that?
Too many times.
Right.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, no, don't give up. Don't blame God. Just do what he told you to do, you know, and be encouraged. But it's not a sign that God's not in it.
Well, he said, in this life you will have troubles. And we're in
But cheer up, because I've overcome the world.
And when you think about it, that, you know, it's a battle for the soul of men. Your soul, God loves you, and he's going to fight for you.
Yeah.
And Satan wants to destroy you, and he's going to fight for your soul. Mm-hmm. And you have to make up your mind. If you get in that fight, you know, what are you going to do? And you got to fight. What you think about your soul is what you think, what you want, and what you feel, that part of you that needs to be renewed.
But there's something about the fight, too, that when you're training for a fight and you're preparing for the fight, you become so single-focused. Right. A lot of the things that were at your feet and things that you thought were important are no longer important because you're focusing on survival, you're focusing on winning, and you're focusing on making it. And sometimes it's in the process of that fight that we get to realize the significance of purpose, what we're doing, what moments of clarity that you'll never get at any other time.
I remember in the sheriff's department when I was a deputy that, you know, you're having a bad day, things are happening, whatever, you know, your typical type of life. And then all of a sudden, I get into the situation where I'm having to make an arrest or you're fighting for your life in that arrest, right? And so, I mean, everything gets clear at that one particular moment, you know? Mm. And once that's said and done, it's like all your problems are going away. Now you know, I'm just glad to be here.
To be alive.
The birds are singing, the sky's blue, you know, and he's in jail.
Perspective, huh?
Yeah, and so, but, you know, understanding with the Christian walk, because I think there's a lot of people listening to us right now that don't understand that sometimes you have to fight for your relationship, you have to fight for your children, you have to fight for your faith, you have to fight for your country, you have to fight. You have to fight. Things didn't just get this way without somebody putting up a fight. And sometimes it's not that you're causing a fight, you're fighting in defense of what is yours, what's the defense of what's the nation's, what is defense of your faith. And something's wanting to come in and take that. And when I think about this word, you know, we're in that time of the crucible. I can relate to it. I can sense it.
Sure.
But I also see light on the other side because God's given us dreams and visions, and God has so many good things in store. But I want you to hear Cindy Jacobs here. She's a show she's on. She's actually
Jim Baker's show.
Jim Baker's show. And don't understand that Jesus endured the cross for the joys on the other side of the cross, which means there was some difficult times that he had to go through. Even though he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. With loud cries and petitions, he cried out to the one who could save him from death. And it's like, so that is that time of proving and testing. And believe me, on the other side of the thing is good. But let's hear what Cindy Jacobs had to say specifically about, prophetically about we're in that time of the crucible.
At this moment, you know, the prophetic timetable is, you know, clicking, you know what I mean? And definitely we're in a countdown. But the point is, this is the greatest day for the church to shine that we have ever known in, you know, modern day history, at least.
Uh-huh.
And I think that Satan wants to cause us to stop and move back. So the heavens are real violent. I mean, we could just say, oh my goodness, there's so much warfare in the heavens. But as a prophet, I don't prophesy what is there. I prophesy from heaven down. In other words, we have the power, we have the authority, we have the solutions. We are feeling this crucible. That's one of the words of the Lord God gave me, is we're in a crucible season. Mm. And the fire is very, very hot right now. I mean, it, you know, it's like, but we have to understand, the Bible talks about when we're persecuted, when these tough times come, that what's going to happen is it's going to burn up the wood, hay, and stubble in our life. Those things that, where we need to refocus, God will cause us to focus. It's like in a whirlwind, when things are swirling and swirling and swirling, what happens is things get taken up. Mm. But it's up to us to say how it's going to be put down. Many of you are in the crucible right now, and the fire is so hot. There is a lot of spiritual warfare.
Yes.
But it's up to you to take the word of God and determine the course of your life. All right? This is a test. I want you to pass this test. You know, there's things Satan's doing, but there's things God's doing. Because some of you are just on the verge of promotion. It's like you, Jim and Lori, and Ricky and Mondo. I mean, this show is just on the verge of the greatest season. And this ministry is on the greatest season you have ever, ever been in. But yet, the enemy is putting the fire. Why is he putting the fire? To discourage your soul, right?
Yes.
So you'll get so down. But the word of the Lord says the only things that will be burned up are the wood, hay, and stubble. Those things that are ancillary, those things that maybe you say that wasn't the important thing, or our attitudes that need readjustment. You know, we need attitude corrections. And so don't listen to what the accuser is saying. The accuser is saying you're going to lose it. You're going down. Everything's going to be gone. Your life is over. You're getting old, you know, getting kind of creaky, or whatever it is, you know, whatever that is. But if you listen to that, you know, what you're saying might be accurate. You see, but what you're doing is prophesying what Satan says and not what God says about your life. I mean, God says that we will live a supernatural, abundant life. God says we're overcomers. God says we're going to triumph. And so I just want to say that this crucible season, this fiery season, is also a test, because many are called and few chosen. Who is God going to use for this great end time harvest?
Yes.
Who is God going to use to provide for people when they don't have? Who's going to help stop poverty? Who's going to do these things? Well, I say me.
Right.
And I say you. And yeah. I say it's going to be
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's going to happen? You know, don't say what the devil says. You look at that situation in your life, you begin to decree over it. You begin to say the truth, because Satan moves on fear and God moves on faith.
Satan moves on fear and God moves on faith. Mm. This is so important because, you know, at a time like this, when you're going through the crucible and you're going through that time of testing, your mind is no good. Your mind is saying everything it shouldn't say. What's, you know, your soul, what you think is messed up, what you feel is messed up, what you think, want, and feel is just all over the place. But you know what? That your soul needs to be renewed.
Yeah.
It's what your faith is that you can begin, even though your brain thinks you're crazy, when you're sitting here going, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. My God's got my back. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm the head, not the tail. God's got a plan for me. He gave me a dream way back when, told me I'm going to be a part of my future. I ain't got there yet, so it's going to be good,
if
right?
If God is for me, who could be against me?
Yes.
You know, God's favor surrounds me like a shield, you know, because the gracious hand of the Lord is upon me. The King will grant my requests. You got to start confessing these things, declaring these things.
And you're not lying.
No.
If you're in agreement with God. Actually, when lying is when we're getting in agreement with Satan's saying
about
us. But God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to see firsthand where Paul was talking to the church of Corinth, and he was saying very specifically, this is going to come. And it's important because there's a lot of things that we do, you know, it's a good idea, but it wasn't a God idea.
That's right.
You know, and I said a long time ago, I'm too tired for Haywood and Stubble. Let it burn, you know, whatever
burn
it is.
Yeah.
But we're really surprised to find out what that is. So make sure you join us after the break. We're going to talk about this, but be sure to comment below. We want to hear from you. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com to share with us your thoughts. Are you going through that crucible, that time of testing? You know, we want to be able to pray with you. The community wants to be able to pray with you. Don't forget to post below, or you can write to us. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategia, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish His purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the apostolic church arising.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine anytime you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome back. We were talking about the crucible. I mean, can you imagine having to physically go? I mean, people are today. People are having to fight for their faith. They're having to stand up in just rings of. We saw what happened with ISIS and things.
Rings of fire. I mean, really.
Yeah, the fire and like Daniel in the lion's den, and you know, America has been really, really blessed, and it was going in a direction that would have been even a hotter crucible. But we have people right now that they don't like the direction of America. They don't like the direction that the world's going, which is in a, more of a light direction than a dark direction. But the time of testing is coming. You know, we've been told again and again it's going to come.
It's almost like it's here, but it's going to get intensified. You know,
and you got to know.
And the fire reveals what's there.
And you need to know what you believe in.
Yeah.
You know, it's time. It's very important. You know, to know the truth. A lot of people, they get hooked on something. They think, I'll die for that, and they don't even know what that attaches to. And what it is, it could be religion, it could be something, but a personal relationship. How many people, John, have probably, you know, given their life up for something they believed in that wasn't true? What was the one particular evangelist he said, you know, I wish I could find 10 people that would read the Bible for every you know, 90 people that would die for it. And it's like, you're dying for, you haven't even read it.
Don't even know it.
Don't even know
don't
it.
Don't even know it.
And it's like, it's important to understand, you know, especially where we're going, because I think there is going to be like a filtering and the pressure is coming on. And when you're under pressure, you find out who you are.
Finds out who you are, for
sure. I've been surprised quite often. Have you been surprised?
Oh, I've been very surprised.
I've been very surprised. Not as surprised as Isaiah. Yeah, right? Yeah. I was definitely surprised, right?
It takes the grace of God. One thing that Cindy was talking about, which we believe, is that you need to be grounded in the Word of God.
Right.
Because if when your mind's being attacked and you're shattered and you're going through all these different things, you need to anchor on the Lord. You need to anchor on what God is saying.
And not only that, your life could end during the fight. So before you get in the fight, you want to know that you're fighting the good fight of faith, that you got faith in Jesus Christ. And one way that you can do that is through Vine Fellowship Network's discipleship called Emmaus Road. You can see the details right there on your screen. But you can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, look at Hello Church, and you see the drop down there, and you see, you know, Emmaus Road. And Jesus said, go make disciples of the nations. Those who follow my teachings are truly my disciples. Then you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then what you're fighting for is something you actually know what you're fighting for. And that's so, so very important. But the testing, what did Paul write, John, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3? Because he's writing a letter to the church saying, listen, the time of the crucible is coming, right?
He said, now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it.
So he's talking about the foundation of Jesus Christ. Like you, if you start building other stuff on top of that.
That's right.
Okay.
Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward.
This is important because, so the fire is not your enemy. It's your refiner.
Yeah, it's your friend.
It's your friend because of the dross. You know, when you do silver and you want to get all the stuff out of the silver, out of the gold, they heat it up. They actually heat it up, and then all the dross
comes to the top.
And then they scrape it off. And that's what, you know.
What remains is pure. What remains is valuable.
Right, right. Yeah. And he goes on to say here,
if anyone's work is burnt up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through the fire.
Well, I just want to encourage you right now, you know, is maybe you're going through a time like that and you haven't, you will, or maybe you did. I want you to share it. Share about it down below. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. And there's something empowering when you share that because, you know, we always feel like we're the only ones going through something. But when you find out someone else has been through the very same thing, start thinking, if he made it through, if she made it through, then I can make it through, right?
Yeah, I often think about it. You're almost in three stages. You've either gone out of a trial, you know, you're about to go into a trial, or you just made it through.
Right.
And so whatever season, like you said, you find yourself in, trust the Lord because God's allowing it. You know, everything's Father filtered. He's allowing it. He's revealing it to heal it. And it's this fire and this purging that's going to bring you more refined to this next place. And like you said, it's a test. It's a preparation to be able to handle what's coming.
And so many people are worried about losing things and reputation and all that. But Jesus made himself of no reputation. So don't panic about what may be getting lost in the fire. You know, be concerned about whether your soul will be lost. And that You know, what you want to do is you want to make it, that it truly there's an eternal life with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And this life is a time of testing, a time of proving, a time of being fruitful, you know, walking out our relationship. And so that's what you're really doing. It's for the audience of one. And so, you know, you may go through something and somebody else just like you goes through it, and it costs them two, but it's going to cost you 10. Hmm. Don't compare your cost. Your trial. Just survive your trial.
That's right.
Because on the other side of it, and I think this too, I noticed that the bigger the work, the longer the test, the deeper the test, the deeper the struggle, because God has to do a character work. And character is the integrity, if you would, is the courage to meet the demands of reality. Well, you're not born with integrity. You learn that over through the crucible of life.
It's forged.
It's forged, right.
It is hammered out. It is chiseled out.
Right.
But what you have in the end is good. If you endure it.
Yeah. You want to endure. Those who endure to the end will have eternal life.
Yeah.
And you'll hear that much.
How many people jump out of the fire? How many people jump out of the crucible? How many, you know.
That was hot. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I won't do that again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Your marriage only lasted for an hour. Give it a second. Give it a second. I remember one particular situation. I was telling somebody who was about to get married, and they were telling me how they knew everything about marriage. it was somebody else. And so I'm first going to go to a break here. But, you know, in that, I told the person, listen, you need to go through some premarital counseling and work through, because you want to set people up, because they're going to go through the fire. They're going to go through the times of testing. And he's like, no, I don't need that. And so he gets married. And now listen, he gets married. He's been married 24 hours. Now I'm ministering somewhere, and it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. He calls me up, and I'm busy doing what I'm doing. And I have this cell phone on my shoulder while I'm doing what I'm doing. And he's talking to me. He says, am I really married? I'm like, no, you're really married. You're married now. He said, she's following me. I'm like, she's your wife. And the thing about it is, he was so not prepared for any difficulty within 24 hours.
Wow.
He's wanting to get out of the fire. And there's nothing like relationships. It don't have to be marriage. It could be children.
Yeah.
It could be parents. It could be siblings. It could be roommates. Because when we get close to people, we got to choose, are we going to die to ourselves? Are we going to consider the other person over ourselves? Are we going to die to our own wants and desires to allow for the common good of that relationship? Jesus said, greater love hath no man than he lay down his life for his friend. And that's where we get really tested then.
And right now, when we get back from this break, we're going to discuss the reality that slavery still exists today. We're going to also be sharing the top 10 countries where the slave exists and what we can do about it, because we can do something about it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back. Do Bible clubs in public schools have the same rights as other clubs? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My daughter, who is in eighth grade, she wants to have a Bible study after school, which has been done there before. She has been told that she can't make any announcements, that she can't hand out any flyers.
Are the other clubs allowed to utilize these other medium for the communication about their clubs?
My understanding is yes, and I know in the same district with the high school, they hand out all kinds of things.
Let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Equal access means that it's the same access to the school medium, that is the public address system, the newspaper, the community bulletin boards, the club fair, those kind of things. They should be given the same rights as any other after-school group. So let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ, and we will get you some help on this right away.
Learn more about student rights and the American Center for Law and Justice at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I wish we had more time to talk about everything, but right now we're going to talk about a very important thing, a VFNKB success secret with Coach Bobby Knight. John.
Yes, he's going to talk to us about the three keys. He's going to talk to us about the three keys of winning. Let's go to Bobby now.
So I think you have to, don't be satisfied with the fact that you have memorized what you want to talk about. I think preparation is so much more important than the will to win. And then it goes on from there into simple things like why? And if you look back, or if I look back on my life or you, think of all the times that you wish you'd have said no. Just simply say no. And I'm a great believer. I think the word no is the most important word in the English language.
Did you learn from that in your career? Was there a moment where you wish you had said no?
There were more than one, believe me. You've got that. Anyhow, that's good. But so now what we can do is I can change no to yes if I should. But if I say yes first, then I get in a real bind if this doesn't work. And now how am I going to get out of this mess I got into?
Right.
But I think that, and then the most important question that you can ask a person is why. You know, I've said to you, I would like for you to do this. You need to tell me why. And once I've said why.
Because that's key, because.
You have a better idea of what we're talking about. And once you've asked why, then I think you know whether you really want to do this or not.
That is so important. I mean, so many people don't understand that they want success, but they don't want prep. They know
That's
where
right.
they want to be. I want to be a millionaire. I want stuff. I want things. I want privilege and all this. But they don't understand the process of getting there and how you have to prepare.
It's process. People have been telling them, if I can will myself to win. I'll just work harder. I'll put in the extra time. Well, yeah, you have to prepare. It's hard work and preparation that wins the race, not just hard work alone.
I say, you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, right? Practice. And also the ability to say no. I think a lot of people have this down, but really for the right reasons to say no. Some people say no out of fear. Mm-hmm. But being able to say no because you know your vision, you know your direction, you know what's going on. If you don't give me a big enough why, then it has to be a no. I'm not just going to start on a path without understanding where this thing's going to end up. And finally, knowing the why. I mean, right now, if your life is kind of bogged down and your relationship's bogged down and your walk with the Lord is bogged down and, your business is bogged down, it's probably because you forgot your why.
Why are you doing what
you're
doing?
That's it.
Why do you go to work? Why do you leave the house? Why do you do whatever you're doing? If you're in tune with that why, you're going to be more purposeful. Mm-hmm. Life is going to have so much more significance, and you're not going to be running that rat race of confusion that so many people right now are in.
Well, it's a very sad life not to know the why. And not only that, you could end up anywhere because you're going to end up on somebody else's why. Mm. And rediscovering your why is so important. At VFNKB, we really try to help you find your why. You can find out more details at VFNKB.com, but there's nothing more important for you to understand why are you getting out of bed in the morning? Why are you preparing? Why are you planning? Why do you have these relationships? I know we're about to go right now, but I want you to share your thoughts below. Write to us at friends at VFNKB. We want to hear about your why, your preparation, and how you say no. But right now, I want to pray. We're closing out right now. Thank you for being joining us in our audience. And we get so much encouragement from you writing to us and commenting. Father God, I just pray right now a blessing over our audience. God, I pray for success to come over them, God, the ability to prepare, the ability to say no at the right times and to understand their why. Clarity of vision, Father God. And Lord, we ask you too, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, by the mercies of God, end abortion.
Yes, Lord.
Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.